Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected listeners of Sirius FM, as well as Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today in South Africa is the 29th of Dhul Hijjah, 1446. Other areas, it is the 1st of Muharram, 1447. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab, Hafidhullah. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa rana Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, before we go into the topic which is discussing the Islamic calendar, and that is Muharram as well, Mufti Saab, tonight, as the South African Ummah, what must we be doing? What du'as must we be reciting upon if the moon is sighted?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Before we start the topic regarding Muharram and related issues, four or five other important things we should know. Number one is, why did Israel agree to the ceasefire between them, Israel and Iran? So now when you look at the news, you study what's coming through the wires, as they say. So Israel's arms and ammunition is depleted. They have very little left after all the wars and all that they're engaging against Lebanon, against Syria, against Gaza, against Iraq, against Iran, I mean. So all that, so they said, rather we go for a ceasefire and then more and more arms, ammunition will come from America and others. So therefore they agreed to it. Pakka haramis, you know that they are the scum of the earth. And Quran says that they will be punished till the day of Qiyamah. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. So that's first thing we should do. Second thing is, this is our dua. Whether you agree, don't agree, that's your business. But remember, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, ya qawiyu, ya aziz. So this Trump, there's another harami war criminal, and this guy, yeah, another war criminal, Netanyahu, both inshallah must end up in jail. Remember that. Trump is guilty of 34 felony charges, and remember, he's also guilty. So Trump is telling Israel, you all must now pardon and forgive him. Forgive who? Netanyahu. For his graft. Graft is another word for corruption. And then how I saved you, you all must save him. Now who the hell are you, Trump, to interfere in the internal matters of Israel? What about all the lives he lost? What about all the things and war criminals, the crimes he committed and so forth and so on? So you see, that is there. So exactly what Quran says, Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin, wal-Khabithuna lil-Khabithat. This all-Khabith, that is the Quranic terminology, chapter 24, verse 26. They're all immoral and impure, and they're all shaitans, remember that. You just go read about Trump and Epstein and so forth and see that how they were busy with girls who were 15, 16 years old and so forth and busy with them. So all the shaitans, haramis. So that's the second thing we should know. Third thing we should know, today in South Africa, that our date, Islamic date, is the 29th, you must remember, of Dhul Hijjah. So our watches, you know, if you wear the Al-Fajr watch, so you will find automatically it's showing first Muharram, so we have to change it. So nevertheless, you must remember that there, Saudi, Makkah, Mukarrama, Medina, Munawwara, Aqsa, Mubarak, they will tell you it's first. So last night I was at Dalum Zakaria, and some students, when I was leaving, came to ask some questions. So I told them, see, this is what's here on the phone. I showed them my phone. Saudi Arabia announced that last night is the first of Muharram, today first Muharram, and the moon has been sighted. Now you see, Saudis, they are Najdis, right? They follow the Wahhabi, you understand, teaching Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab and all these. So the Wahhabis, the Najdis, for who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to make dua. Whilst the Master alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the only Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That now if you look at it, the birth of the moon and the sunset maximum is 6 hours. So how can you see the moon in 5-6 hours and so forth, when the people in the field of Falakiyat, as astronomy and astronomers and whatever, they say that even with telescope and that, you need minimum 12 hours to see it. So how you all see it? Just explain that to us, you understood? So this is what you call, now me and you as the Ummah, we need to wake up, you know. That is the biggest complaint I have of the Ummah, internationally and globally. Fast asleep. In Urdu you say, Ummat bilkul khabe ghaflat mein hai. We're living in our own cocoon, you understand? In Arabic we will say, ke dunya, they are such people, they are min al ghafilin. Quran says, wala takum min al ghafilin. You mustn't be from the unmindful ones and the ones who are sleeping and dreaming the whole time. So that is where we are. So we should know these things here. Yeah? That they are the people, see Quran, when it speaks about the Islamic calendar, that's in Surah number 9, verse number 36. So that is, Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allah isna ashara shahran fi kitabillah. Yawma khalaqa samawati wal ard. The day Almighty Allah created the universe, that's the time Allah decreed, ordained, prescribed, there'll be 12 lunar months. So our calendar goes, you must remember right till, you must remember the time immemorial. You got it? And from there, minha arbatun hurum, 4 are sacred months. That's Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram, and the month of Rajab. You see? So for that is how it is. And then the next verse, chapter 9, verse 37, إِنَّمَا النَّسِيءُ زِيَادَةٌ فِي الْكُفْرِ. So the people who fiddle with the Islamic calendar, they are adding to their kufr. So our fatwa verdict, whether you agree or don't agree, that's your business. But the current Saudi regime with MBS and them are pakka, murtad, harami and kafir. Not hukumatul rashida, as the imams tell us, is hukumatul kafira. That's the right term to use. So now they are adding to their kufr. You must remember these things there. Word playing and misleading the ummah. So if you're in Saudi Arabia, you don't have much choice. You just follow them. But what about you outside? On what grounds are you following Saudi Arabia? You have to think. You can't say, Bab Dada M. Karta Hota. This Molana, this Sheikh, and this big Mufti Sahib used to do. So therefore we're following Islam. That's not the Dalil, that. That is the dalil of the kuffar, al-hada qad wajadna aba'ana. That is not dalil for Muslims. So therefore, our fatwa and mashura will be, no country in the world should ever follow Saudi Arabia as far as their taqweem and calendar goes. You should have your independent or go to your neighboring country or something of that sort there. But to follow Saudi, remember, definitely unacceptable with their track record. So we should know all these things here, you see. And then one more point, then we'll come to Muharram. Now this is also related to it. It was the 16th year, not 17th year. I see some places they're writing 17th, they're not corrected. The 16th year of the Hijrah. You must remember 1-6. That in time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, the golden year, you know. Sayyidina Umar, everything was golden basically. But that was extremely golden, you must remember, super golden year. Because why? In the 16th year of the Hijrah, then Fathu Bayt al-Maqdis took place, Palestine was conquered and so forth and so on. In the 16th year after the Hijrah, remember, that is when they adopted and physically and officially implemented the Islamic lunar calendar and made it the official calendar and so forth and so on. So all that you call Awwaliyati Umar. What do you call? Awwaliyati Umar. The reforms that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala brought and so forth. So we must be very clear on this, that it was the 16th year of the Hijrah, not 17th or the 15th year and all that. When we present something as ulama, then always we should verify and see that our facts are correct and so forth and so on. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let's come to today's lesson now, Muharram. So we still here in Zulhijjah. So remember that the Saudi calendar we rejected, right? You know the term I use because my neighbors in Heidelberg, they were moon Samis. M-O-O-N-S-A-M-M-Y. You see, moon Sami. I still remember their names. John, Arthur, Benny. So we all used to play soccer together. I think half of them are dead already, you understood? So anyway, so we must remember these things there. So they're Saudi, they got moon Samis, you see that? They just sunset, you see, yeah. You see why? They get money from the government and all that. Lead the ummah astray, you must remember that. We saw the moon and all that. These Salafis can't see one word because the money comes in from them, you see. So they sold their soul to the devil, remember that. So anyway, after sunset tonight, what you should do, so you must remember that, scan the sky, look for the moon. In South Africa, today is 28, 29 hours, so mashallah, it will be sighted with the grace and mercy of Allah, inshallah, inshallah. We should have multiple sightings. So that is first thing. And then read the three du'as. When you take all the ahadith, one day I said, let me see how many du'as I can find. With Allah's help, I found these three du'as. So, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin in Abu Dawood. We sent it out today. You know, every day, Monday to Friday, we send out du'as. So, our brother Suleiman Esop, mashallah. So, Allah ta'ala reward him. So, you can read Allahu Akbar Hilal. What is the meaning of Hilal? Hilal means the first three nights you call it Hilal. That is the richness, the beauty, the glory of the Arabic language. Every three nights, the name of the crescent, the moon, the new moon, it changes. And when it reaches its pinnacle, so that night, the 14th night, is shining in its beauty, glory, you call it Laylatul Badr. Therefore, it's called Qamar. Qamar means Surah 54, the waxing and the waning of the moon, the increase and decrease of the moon. We should know all these things. So that is why Qimar. Qimar is what? Gambling. So you put money and you lose. You put money and you win. But you win once and you lose 10 times. So therefore also it's haram. You must remember that. That all this year they will tell you the winner won 20 million, 50 million, 100 million. But they don't tell you 200 million people lost this, you see. That's how the shaitan plays the game. الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَى. Shaitan promises you poverty and then commands you to commit vices and sins. So like that it is. So that's the first thing. So you read the dua, Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. Hilal, the new moon, the crescent. Khairin, the khair. Ya Allah, make it khair, goodness for us, our families and the ummah. Wa Rushdin, and righteousness. Abu Dawood's hadith. Tirmidhi Sharif's hadith, remember, is Sahih hadith, this one I'm quoting now in Tirmidhi. Allahu Akbar, and we in South Africa, we all should be reading this by hearting it, teaching it to our students, our children, grandchildren. Allahumma hillahu alayna bil amni wal iman, wa salamati wal islami wa tawfiq, lima tuhibbu wa tarda, rabbi wa rabbukallah. Ya Allah, Jalla wala, let this new moon and crescent loom upon us. Bil amni wal iman, with safety and security, you see. And preservation, protection of our iman and Islam. That's the greatest gift Allah has conferred upon anybody. What tawfiq, Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam, what he told his people. I am not there to thus go against you. I am there to teach you what is the truth. Wama tawfiqi illa billah. But this tawfiq, the divine guidance, the divine inspiration, motivation, only comes from Him, Almighty Allah. So we ask Allah at the beginning of every Islamic lunar month, that what tawfiq, lima tuhibbu wa tarda. Ya Allah, let me utter those words and say those things and do those actions that are beloved to you, tuhibbu wa tarda, and you're pleased with it. Rabbi wa rabbukallah, you are my sustainer, nourisher. You are the sustainer, nourisher, provider for the celestial creation, the sun, the moon, the stars, everything. So that is a powerful, potent, beautiful dua, remember that. One more time. اللهم هله علينا بالأمن والإيمان والسلامة والإسلام والتوفيق لما تحب وترضى ربي وربك الله. أي رواه الترمذي في سننه، أي رواه الترمذي في جامعه بسند صحيح، صحيح حديث. And then third one, Ubada bin Samit, he's buried there right next to Masjid al-Aqsa. His wife is buried there in Cyprus. The Jutlas are buying land now in Cyprus, you know. So I sent it out today. So now the Jutlas left the land of Israel. I told you, Futsak, you don't want to listen. Now you're going out, and now they'll buy land here and there, you see. So that is the system of Almighty Allah. Those of you who don't understand the term Futsak, you must remember it means that when kalimatu zajrin lil kalbi, you see, Allah uses the word in the Quran. When the people of Jahannam want to speak, so Allah Ta'ala will tell them, Iqsa'u, keep quiet. So we, when the door comes, we say, Futsak, you understood? So in Afrikaans, proper word it is. So that is, you chase them away. So they, same thing we told to them, do not speak to me. So that is how Allah Ta'ala is teaching us, you must remember that. So get out from here, like that it means. So this is Allah will put them in Jahannam, like that is kufar. So anyway, the point I'm making is that Ubada bin Samit is buried there next to Masjid al-Aqsa, Baqbaratul Rahmah, the graveyard of mercy. And his wife is buried where? Umme Haram, radiallahu anha, right there in Cyprus. And remember Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to come to their house sometimes to rest there and so forth. So then Ubada bin Samit radiallahu anhu reports, the Master alayhi salam read, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Then after that, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra hadha shahr. So after the three phrases that everybody knows, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, then Alhamdulillah. You say Allahu Akbar, so in the dua I'm reading, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra hadha shahr. I ask of you, Ya Allah, the best of this month. You ask, what must we do tonight? Imam Malik, go read his life history profile. He would exert himself the first night, the first day of the Islamic month. His students would ask, Ya Fadilatul Ustad, O Ustadji, O Sheikh, why? He said, if the beginning of the month goes well, the whole month will go well, you see. Then Ubada bin Samit taught us the last part. I heard from the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith where? In Musnad Ahmad. وَأُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّ الْقَدْرِ, and I seek your protection, Ya Allah, from evil destiny and fate. And then, وَسُوءِ الْحَشَرِ, an evil hashar assembly. Tomorrow we're standing up with the mujrimeen. وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ, oh, you criminals, stand one side. So we mustn't be there with them, Allah forbid. We must be under liwa'u Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, under the banner and the flag of the Master alayhi wa sallam in the Sahaba, and remember the other prophets and messengers and so forth. So that is what the need is for the hour. You must remember that for tonight. So, and reading, so read that, and then read that dua for the new year. The new year is also starting today. We're writing 1446. From tonight, tomorrow, you write 1447. So then, the dua is mentioned in Tabarani. Allahumma adakhilhu alayna. Ya Allah, enter this new year upon us. Bil amni wal imani wa salamati wal islam. Same thing. Protect, preserve our iman. And Ya Allah, protect us, protect our family members, whoever. And keep us under your mercy, let it. So thereafter, وَرِدْوَانِمْ مِنَ الرَّحْمَانِ, Ya Allah, your pleasure. So that is what we seek and we ask for. وَرِدْوَانِمْ مِنَ الرَّحْمَانِ وَجِوَارِمْ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ, and jiwar from shaitan. Jiwar means, and remember that protection from the Satan, Lucifer, shaitan. So like that it is. Then you ask that what must we read tonight? So the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu arda came and said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm learning, I forget. The Master alayhi salam said, Ya Ali, in your salat, read 4 rakat salat. Number 1, Surah Fatiha and Surah Yasin. 2nd rakat, Surah Fatiha and Surah Dukhan, chapter 44 of the Noble Quran. And that is in the 25th juz. That is 25th juz, 25th surah, chapter 44. So remember that that is also another surah we must read. So now, so you read Surah Yasin, you read Surah Dukhan, then Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, the one in the 21st surah, 21st juz. That is chapter 32. And thereafter you read Surah Mulk, chapter number 67. So you must remember that that is how. So get the tartib again. If you know it by heart, read it in Salat. You don't know it by heart, then look inside the Quran Sharif and read. And after that, then inshallah, you read Surah Kasratul Hajat, Surah Yasin, Surah Dukhan, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, the one in 21st Surah, and Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarak Alladhi. And read it yourself, and read it loudly also. So as long as you must remember, you the ladies, there's no strange men there. So then you can read it loudly also, there's no problem. So these are the things we must do. Abandon Durood Sharif Salawat upon Sayyidul Awaleen Wal Akhireen. Aksiru min as-salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah. The best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best night, on the best day of the week, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then hadith in Sunan al-Darimi. Sunan Imam Darimi is ustad of Imam Muslim, Imam Bukhari and him. So he's buried in Uzbekistan. Man qara'a surat al-kahf fi laylat al-jumu'ah. You read Surah Kahf on the night of Jumu'ah. So adha'a lahu min an-nur. Ma baynahu wa bayna al-bayt al-atiq. So you must remember that in a case like this. So you read Surah Kahf, the entire surah, and that is from beginning to ending on the night of Friday. Adha'a lahu min an-nur ma baynahu wa bayna al-bayt al-atiq. From here, Lanisha, right till Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. Allah Azza wa Jalla will bless you with noor, radiance and effulgence. See? And then this dua is daily, every day, every night. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. O Almighty Allah Jalla Ala. That let us die with perfect Iman and Islam and unite me with the devout and pious servants, Ya Allah, Jalla Wala. So that will be the things we should be reading. And then what more? Stay away from all types of kufr and shirk. So that is what we must do and beg Allah for death on Iman and Islam. So that is the only criteria to success according to the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. So we should be, you know, people, instead of killing time, we shouldn't kill time. See, one hadith and one saying of Sahabi. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Ni'matan maghbunun feehima kathirun minan nas. Two bounties, majority of the people, they waste it and they squander it. As-siha wal-faraq. Siha, your health. Today we're healthy, alhamdulillah. But what we do? We just use it in haram so many times, Allah forbid. Well, faraq, this leisure time you have. So this leisure time, we're supposed to use it in the pleasure of Almighty Allah. Say, no, I will go here and all that. So now, we go kill time and waste time so many times. So that also is a big problem. So what we say, as-siha wal faraq. And then hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Then Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, our Ustad Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda rahimahullah wrote a wonderful book, Qimatu Zaman Indal Ulama, how the real ulama, how the real awliyaullah, that they appreciated. You must remember every minute, every second, every moment. So Abdullah al-Mas'ud, when the sun would go down, then he would change, you must remember. And, you know, his face used to undergo a change. It's become so somber and serious. Sanjeedagi paida hoti thi, in Urdu you say. So his students asked, what's wrong, Ustaji, Sheikh, what's wrong? He used to say, Ibn Mas'ud, he's a grand mufti of Sahaba, isn't it? He said, naqasa fihi ajali, walam yazid fihi amali. My lifespan has decreased, you must remember, every day. And my iman, my actions, my good deeds is not increasing. So that is what we need to think about. Death is hovering above our head. So what we do today, just kill time and waste time. So that is the lesson we must learn from Islam, remember.
Mufti Saab, with regards to Muharram, what are the virtues of Muharram?
Remember, before you start with Muharram and that, you must know Muharram in the Sunniyah, what we say, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and Muharram in the Shi'iyah, what the Shia, the Kafir say, you see. So always we must draw that taqabul, we must have that muqarana, we must draw that comparison. What do we say and what do they say? So we need to know that, alhamdulillah. And yesterday for you, Mawzaid, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, while he was teaching, he looked at me and said, that I told you, you must translate. I said, Hazrat, it's done. We send it out to thousands of people already. So day in the class, I look at my phone, and subhanAllah, I found it there. You know who martyred Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu anhu? So one student from Kyrgyzstan, so Salman his name. So I sent it to him. And I said, Hazrat, yeah, the students, he'll send it to the Darul Ifta and others. He said, very good. I was very happy then. So that is what we must do. And I told him that, you see, that this is what we do. That when we take on the Qadianis, we look for Qadiani kitabs. When we look out for the Shias, we look for the Shia kitabs. We take on, you must remember, Aga Khanis, we look for their kitab. So that is how you will defeat them. A very easy way, you must remember. That these books here, yeah, they came from you, and now that is what you wrote, and so forth and so. So for us, Ahlul Sunnah, we must start with us first. We are Haqq. Ja' al-Haqq wa zaq al-Batil. Then we discuss the Batil. So Quran Sharif taught us, chapter 9, verse 36. Minha arbatun hurum. So that they are four sacred months. And Bukhari Sharif tells us, Zulqa'dah wa Zulhijjah wal Muharram. And the month of Rajab, so that shows itself is one of the sacred holy months. Second one is this, where the hadith in Tirmidhi Ibn Majah, Afdalu Siyam Ba'da Shahri Ramadan, Shahrullah Al-Muharram, that the best fast to keep, remember, after the month of Ramadan is the month of Allah Jalla Wala, and that is Muharram. So one is what Imam Tirmidhi did. He brought Babu Maja'a fi Sumi, so Sumi al-Muharram. And one is Babu Maja'a fi Yawmi Ashura. So that is the best to do like that. So because you can't say, you must remember that you know the other days, that is now Sunnah or this and all that. So like for example, 15, 16, 17 of Muharram. No, the days of Ashura, the reward is much more compared to the other days. So other days is good, is mustahab, you fast and all that, but Ashura will be the cream of the crop. Ahtasibu ala Allah ayyukaffira sanata allati qablaha. 1 year's sins will be forgiven. Open Muslim Sharif in it. So you will find it there, and Tirmidhi and various compilations. So 1 year's sins get forgiven when you fast. Then this fasting on Ashura must be 1 day, 2 days or 3 days. So remember that we say if you fast 1 day also is acceptable, but in makruh tanzihi, but the fast will be valid. And according to Shafi's and them, they made the same similar statement. That you must remember in their books they say also about the virtues of fasting during Muharram and during Ashura and so forth. So like that it is, we must remember to draw a distinction. That is we, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. When we go to these people, you must remember the Kufar, Shia, they say all this we don't believe in. So they say the virtue of Muharram, it only came about when, so you must remember when Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's martyrdom took place. So 50 years after the demise of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So we reject that because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam's family. So you must remember when you study the master alayhi salatu wasalam's family, then what you find there? You find Ahlul Bayt. So Ahlul Bayt is not five people punched and packed like the Shia say. Then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha. And then you find Sayyidina Ali, then Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, that is punched and packed, they call. And they say these people only are the Ahlul Bayt. We reject that, you must remember. We say Ahlul Bayt are first and foremost the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then the children, the grandchildren, son-in-laws, all of them will form and constitute the Ahlul Bayt. So we should draw that comparison always. So yes, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, very great, is part of our iman, is an integral part of it. But you can't say he Sayyidu Shuhada, that will go against the authentic hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Mustadrak Hakim, where the Master alayhi salam said Sayyidu Shuhada, The greatest martyr for all times, all places is who? Sayyidina Usman radiallahu, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu, sorry, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the greatest martyr. And Sayyidina Umar was martyred, Sayyidina Usman was martyred, Sayyidina Ali was martyred, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu martyred, they all were martyred. But the greatest martyr is Sayyidina Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib, the chacha, the kaka of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So this we call tashihul aqaid. We need to rectify our belief structures and so forth and so on. And then they keep on swearing, you must remember, the Hazrat Amir Muawiyah and Yazid and all that. So yesterday Hazrat Mufti Sahib said something ajeeb, you understand? First in my life I heard it, that last night in the dars he said, when I told him that, you understand, then he elaborated also, so that we translated. He said that, see, it was the year 4950 around there, that in time of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anh, that the army went, you see. Where they went was Turkey, Kustuntiniya. And then who was there? See which was Sahaba. This is what Hazrat Mufti Sahib said last night. He said, in that group was who? Sayyidina Abu Ibn Sari radiallahu anhu. In that group was who? Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. In that group was who? Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. You understood? In that group, you must remember, was who? Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. So senior Sahaba. But who was the Amirul Jaish, commander-in-chief? Yazid bin Muawiyah. Yazid is the commander-in-chief. Was it Muawiyah's son? Then he fell sick and all that, you understood, got injured, whatever. Who? Abu Ibn Sari. Then he made wasiyah, you see, that he, Yazid, must read my janaza. He could have said all the other Sahaba was there. Said, no, Yazid must read my janaza salat. So, big statement. Then, he read. So, this enemy said, when they go away, the Muslims, then we will just exhume this body and that. So, Yazid heard about it. So, all these things I'm telling you now is first time I heard last night. So, then he, Yazid, told them, your people's capital is very near here, so called Turkey. I will just go there with the army and we'll blow you to pieces, you must remember that. So many will defeat you, like that. So they were in shock. Imagine the slave and all that, he's speaking to us like that, you know. Because they were slaves of them initially. And then. So then they said, okay, we just leave it rather. So then the Sahaba went away and the Tabi'in, whoever went away. They said, now we alone, let's go there to the grave of Sayyidina Abu Ibn Sari. So they saw the nur emanating from his grave. You saw the radiance and effulgence. That is first time in my life, this portion, first time in my life I heard. So he said that, he said, no, we'll be in big trouble, rather we just leave it here. See, this is Sahaba. He's the first host of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So we should know these type of things. Therefore, namus-e Sahaba ka tahafuz karna farz aur wajib hai. That's why I go Wednesday, you see. So every time you go, you sit there like a talib ilm, and we are all students till death. From the womb, you must remember the saying, from the womb to the tomb, from the cradle to the grave, from the fountain to the mountain, from the mountain to the fountain, whichever way you want to put it. So we must be students. Then we start thinking we are all alamas nowadays. These students who study 10, 20 hadith, they start thinking the shaykhul hadith already. We fool ourselves today, you must remember this type of thing. So the Shias distorted the whole, and the sad part is, in Muharram, so many thousands of Sunnis, they become Shia. Because the Shias give the money, come on, join us, we're going to have Julus, we're going to march, we're going to have Matam and all that, you see. So we're going to hit ourselves and all these type of things. So that is what. So all the haram, all this. And thereafter, you must remember, that Rabiul Awwal come, so then the Shia, some of them, they become Sunnis. So Shias become Sunnis in Rabiul Awwal. Because Miladun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took place in Rabiul Awwal. Wafatun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took place in Rabiul Awwal. Exact date and all that, there's difference of opinion. Anyway, so that is all the issues there. Then in Muharram, the Sunnis become, you must remember, Shias. And the jahil, idiot, ajhal, that they start swearing Amir-e Muawiyah also in a mix, you must remember that. You understood? So therefore, we need to sift out things. And you must make the distinction between haq and batil. Not you just a blind follower. So you must remember these type of things. Yeah. You must learn that, how to sift out that the tamyiz. You see, Ibn Hajar rahimahullah wrote a masterpiece book, you see. Al-Isaba fi tamyizi sahaba. Oh, you must make tamyiz. Who's sahabi and who's not sahabi? Some people will include the munafiqeen also in sahabi. Allah forbid. So we have to make tamyiz. We have to distinguish between them. So we and you have to make tamyiz between haq and batil. So are we promoting the school of the Shias, or are we promoting the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah school? So I give another example. Al-Imam Hassan, Al-Imam Hussein. So why not Imam Abu Bakr, Imam Umar, Imam Usman, all that? Why not? Only for them they got this. So but the other Sahaba were greater also. So it shows dal mein kuch kala hai. So that is, you must remember, from the enemy side. And the enemies have penetrated and entered and frustrated our kitabs in tafsir, in hadith, and tariq, and everything. You must remember that. So even in the hadith they have infiltrated. So that is the sad part there. So we get caught up in that, you see. So we have to sift them out and know what is Shia propaganda, the hasbara, as the Jutlas call it, and what is the authentic things that we should know.
Ji Mufti Sahib, with regards to Muharram, there is the fasting Mufti Sahib has mentioned. Why is it called the month of Allah?
So remember that is Allah Jalla Wala is fa'alul lima yurid. He does as he pleases. He gives virtue. See, as far as places go, first Makkah Mukarramah, then Madinah Munawwarah, then Aqsa al-Mubarak. So there's a tartib in what? In places, Amakin. Then in Azmina, in time, you see Jummah, Arafat, Laylatul Qadr, all that in time. He made that the best places, you see that, and the best of time and so forth. So you must be clear on this issue as well, that Allah Ta'ala states in the Quran, Tilka Rusulu Faddalna Ba'dahum Ala Ba'd. Tilka Rusulu. These prophets and messengers, we gave some of them virtue over the others. You see that? So here Almighty Allah is teaching us even the places that I will give virtue to whatever I want to. And who can contest it? Nobody. Allah is fa'alul lima yurid. Tilka rusulu faddalna ba'dahum ala ba'd. All are selected by Allah, but all are not the same rank. Tafadul bainal anbiya. Some are greater, some are less, you must remember. But all were selected by Almighty Allah. And he, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is what? Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. The Imam and the greatest of all time, all places. So that is what we should realize here. Shahrullah, Naqatullah, Baytullah, Al-Idhafa Littashreef. So remember, Allah wants to elevate the rank, the status and so forth. So then he attributes it to himself. So that is what really happens and so forth.
Mufti Sahib, a listener says, please explain how did the calendar come into force many years later when events had already taken place?
Remember that the calendar was already in existence from the time when Almighty Allah created the universe. But for practical purposes, they would use the major incidents. What we say, وُلِدَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ عَامَ الْفِيلِ. That the Master alayhi salatu salam's Milad Mubarak, auspicious birth, honorable birth took place in the year of the elephant. So you know Surah Fil, chapter 105. So that incident took place 50 days, 55 days plus minus before Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that year was known as what? Waqiyatul. So that Fil and all this, that's Amul Fil and all that. Am means the year. Quran says Amin and all. So you must remember Amul Fil. You take that, then the battles will take place. You say that second year of Hijrah, hey, Amu Badr. Third year of the Hijrah, Amu Uhud, like that. So eighth year of the Hijrah, hey, Amu Fatih Makkah, like that. Ninth year, Amu Wat Tabuk. Tenth year, Amu Hajjatil Wida. 11th year, you must say that happens, you understand, Amun Wafatin Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So like that, the major incident is to work with each other. But every month, every day, they never implemented it. Then he, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, he told Sayyidina Umar, we're getting mixed up, we don't know, you don't understand. Which letter came first, which one came second, does that. Arrikh lana ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. You must make tarikh. Then you must remember that. That Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, and then Sayyidina Usman and all of them, they sat and so forth. And that book I showed you one day, I think, Akhbar-e-Umar.
Sure.
Yeah. So there the whole incident is written by Allama Tantawi rahimahullah, masterpiece it is. Even there you will find 16th year of the Hijrah, it was implemented and so forth and so on, you see. And leave all this, Quran is telling you. So what you mean Quran is telling you? Quran is telling you, when Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Medina Munawwara, what he did first thing? There in Quba, he built masjid, there was no masjid. So the first block was put by him, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The second block was put by him, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. See what Quran says. La masjidun ussisa ala taqwa min awwali yawmin. La masjidun ussisa ala taqwa min awwali yawmin. So what is awwali yawmin?
The first.
Mm. So you must remember that Allah is showing you already. So your calendar also has to start from there, from the Hijrah. Mm. It can't start, you must remember, from the Milad of somebody or from the Wafat of somebody. Why? Because if it's from Milad, the Ummah will make party the whole time then. Happy birthday to you. You see, like that. You know how the Kafirs carry on wine, dine and swine, like that. And if it's death, everybody will be crying like the Kafir Shias. So you must remember. So Allah is showing you. Chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse number 108. That ayla masjidun ussisa ala taqwa. Here Allah is speaking of which masjid? Masjid Quba. So the misdaq awwali for this verse here is what? Masjid Quba. The second misdaq application will be Masjid Nabawi. But first is to Masjid Taqwa, Masjid Quba. So the based on taqwa, because comparison with this masjid compared to Masjid al-Dirar. So that one was the munafiqeen one. So min awwali yawmin ahaqqu an taqum fi. This is awwali yawm. So if this is awwali yawm, then our hijrah starts from there also. Our calendar will start from there also. You got it? So that is a beautiful thing to remember. And then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed, you must remember, the first block, Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, the second block in Masjid al-Quba and Masjid Nabawi. That Quran makes, you call all this Isharatun Nas and Iqtida'un Nas and all the Ta'ifu Tafsir and all that. Wattaqullah wa yu'allimukumullah. Allah will teach us Himself all these things. Then Quran says, you understand, that Thani Yasnaini Ithuma fil ghar. إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Chapter 9, verse 40. He said, Abu Bakr is who? Saniyas Nain. The second of the two. First one is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Master alayhi wa sallam will place the block Mubarak, then said Abu Bakr, whether Quba or whether Masjid Nabawi. On the Musalla of Nabi alayhi wa sallam is Saniyas Nain. Hey, you kafir Shias, Khomeini and his company, La'natullah alayhi. What will you say today also? What you will say? Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and who? Said Abu Bakr. So even Badal Wafat and Badal Mamat is Saniyas Nain. You got? So that is. So we must understand this thing. You call the Ta'ifu Tafsir. So the jewels of the noble Quran, the finer and subtle points that are mentioned in the Quran Sharif. So to understand this, we need through Iman, we need Taqwa, we need all that Ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. Allah will open up all this. And every day read, Rabbi Zidni Ilma, Rabbi Zidni Ilma. We read one day and 3 days we don't read. You understand? So we want to play with this, play with that, and kill time and waste time. So it's not jais, it's jais. So we made everything jais now, you must remember. There is hardly anything that is haram, basically. So in that way there, that we go dhallu wa adhallu. So you must. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib gave a very nice example in Ma'ariful Quran. Wala asri. He said, qasam hai zamane ka. And then he said, the Ahlullah, the Sufis, awliyaullah ne farmaya, ke what is this time? You see that? He said, time jo hai, ye wal asri, ye baraf ki tarah hai. You see, Cape Town, all that is very, very cold today, bitterly cold. You must remember that. people there, the Muslim organizations and that are helping out and all these kind of things. So that is just by the way I told you. So now when it's very hot, you see like Makkah, Medina, 40, 45, 50 degrees, like midsummer now, June, July, Kabina Bulai. You know in Urdu they say, you can't forget, it's so hot or so cold. So now in a case like that, now people, you must remember that what they have, you must remember they have juice, they have water, they have cooling, they have. So now they put what? That cube of ice. So wal asri, so zamana ka qasam, zindagi, our life, is like that cube of ice. Every minute, every moment, it is decreasing. Then the ice, it evaporates, we get finished in this type of thing. So just now we say, I'm dead, finished, I died, you died, he died, she died. So that is the wal asri. So the year 1447 for us, and the Ummah at large, especially the greatest challenge now is Gaza, is Masjid al-Aqsa, is Kashmir, you understand, is Sudan, and all these places. You see that character. So now, you know what happened, 9-11. What meaning of 9-11 was Zahid? 11th of September. So they told the world that the Twin Towers crashed and all that. Who did it? The Saudis did it. The Arabs did it. The Muslims did it. So the people are so fed up of all these narratives and lies and hasbara and propaganda. Hasbara is a term. So now they have elections day in New York. You understand? For mayor. And that, so this guy, his father's name is what? Mahmoud. His name is Mahmudan. But he's not a Sunni, he's a Shia. You must remember that. But in the world, in the eyes of a Muslim, you understand? So he spoke the truth. He said, Israel is committing genocide. And he was asked, if you become the mayor of New York, the biggest city there in America and most famous like, so will you meet Modi? If Modi comes here, will you meet him or will you allow him to come meet you? He said that I don't want to meet the butcher of Gujarat. He won the election speaking the truth. Understand that point. He won the election speaking the truth. The Jutlas thought that he will speak, he will win because of anti-Semite and anti-Jew and all that nonsense of theirs. And other people, right through his campaign, he was speaking the truth. So then the question comes about that who are those people who spoke lies, but they will still go to Jannah? And who are those people who speak the truth, but they still go to Jahannam? You understood the question? Who are the people who spoke lies, but they'll go to Jannah? وَجَاءُوا وَبَاهُمْ إِشَاءِ يَبْكُونَ The brothers of Yusuf a.s. Kali Kali, they pretended, they crying Isha time. فَأَكَلَهُ الزِّئْبُ They said that the wolf ate him up. All lies, all that. You understood? No question, lies what it is. You must remember that. So, but they made Tawbah, everything, so Allah will put them in Jannah. Ikhwatu Yusuf, Quran says. And a nation, they spoke the truth, but still they'll end up in Jahannam. Who? وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ لَيْسَتِ النَّصَارَى عَلَى شَيْءٍ وَقَالَتِ النَّصَارَى لَيْسَتِ الْيَهُودُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ The Jews say the Christians are all upside down, they're going to Jahannam. And the Christians say the Jutlas are all upside down, they're going. So both of them spoke the truth, and both are ending up in Jahannam. You see, so I understand. So yeah, he spoke the truth, but if he remains Shia and he's going to swear Sahaba, all that, then we know where he'll end up also. So we must make dua for all these characters. And then last one where we just, you know, so I was in communication with our brothers there in America, you see, that about the Ishtima, Subhanallah, you know, I must send it out actually, let me see if I get time. So you must remember that now all the Ulama and that from Nizamuddin, they're there already. And they got visas, everything, Chicago, O'Hare Airport. I landed there in 2000, Yusuf Dokrat and myself, you see. But Allah's help, so we know what it is. So they got one masjid there, you must remember. So Darussalam Masjid. So yesterday they had program there, more than 700 ulama attended. Only ulama, more than 700. Ishtima will be starting tomorrow, but already 700 plus minus. And it'll increase. They're expecting crowd of 30,000-35,000 people. Understood? And then South Africans, I ask them, we say 80 to 100 in between. So easily reach 100, inshallah. So how many jamaats? Over 100 jamaats there. Foreign jamaats coming. America, you see. So we, Allah will make his deen, you must remember, for everybody easy, you must remember. So it becomes means of hidayat and all this kind of thing. People say, yeah, but he said this, this one said this. I say, bhai, I just ask you one question. If they never had ijtima, all these thousands of ulama from various countries are coming, and all these local people of America. You know, I was there Ramadan time 2000. I'm telling you the truth. So we went White House, we went United Nations. I wanted to go Camp David. Then they say, no, you can't go. So where I was staying is 15 minutes from Camp David. Hagerstown, Medina to Hajar, you see. So I'm the imam now for that month, you see. They gave me triple-story house. So from the house to the masjid, you don't walk outside. What I mean, you don't walk outside. That triple-story house, so then they got like there. From there to the masjid is like almost like attached. Small path, and they got it covered. So if it rain and all that, no problem. So nice properly. And then you just walk you inside the masjid. It's Ramadan 2000. I spent whole Ramadan there, 5 weeks. So from there, then I went to Canada. So you must remember that a certain time, especially, I give adhan, I wait, nobody comes. Not one musalli come. Understood? So at night time, I complain to them, I tell them that, you know, I read asr, yeah, and I waited, nobody came, but I read the salat loud. And I cried to Allah, Ya Allah, I came here, there's no musalli. You send some malaika, and at least they can follow me, or send some jinnat Muslims, they can follow me. I said, so they are, you see, we know. Because why? Every second, there were 45, 50 doctors. And not doctors who are quacks and all that. Everyone a proper specialist. You understand? The only, I made a joke one day. I say, I found all these guys, ologists. The only ologist I didn't see is zoologist. You understand? From head to toe, everybody is ologist. The words I learned there, I never knew in my life, you understand? Half of them I forgot also. For the lungs and for dust and for dust and for dust. Everything they got there, you see. But as I didn't say they didn't read Salat. They didn't read Salat in the masjid. They must have read somewhere else. So like that, you can't meet Muslims. You think you just go there, I want to speak to Zaid, I want to speak to Suleiman. You can't do all that. They'll ask you, you made an appointment. They speak like that. First, you must make appointment, then only, and then they will tell you when it's convenient for them. So today is Thursday, say, no, come Sunday morning, come Sunday evening, come Monday morning. You can't go before that. No? So now 30,000 people there, so 25,000, 30,000 Americans. Understand? So it's not a big thing. So if you want to be negative, you can be negative. But Quran taught us, even with your enemies, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَعَانُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُ. You hear, I say the Jutlas is one, two good points they got. Some of them are very, very honest in their business. I know very well. That day in our shop in Heidelberg, there was a Jutla, Arthur Goldberg. I still remember his name. He used to come, Mr. Ismail, and he said this. Hey, what a Jutla. You understood? But honest guy, you must remember that. Quran says that, so. Quran says Christians, some of them are good. La yastakbirun, no pride in them. So where we come with it? We don't like something of a person, we knock the whole thing to pieces. So it's Islam that. It's jahalat that, you must remember. Allah gives tawfiq, Allah ta'ala. So he must give us that good qualities also.
Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib, to all our listeners. From us in the team, we say Jazakumullah khairan. We'll meet you with the news in a moment.